Cedar Show. For legal purposes, everything you'll hear for the next 3 hours is merely a joke, therefore not actionable in a court of law. I repeat, it's a joke, but just a reminder, many a truth spoken in jest, but not so much that one could get sued for it. The Sam Cedar Show. Unbought and unbossed.
What are you telling me? What, you couldn't have done a little something for me? Good evening, good morning, what day is it? Hello, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, you lurking conservatives. It's Mark Maron in for Sam Cedar. No one could take 2 minutes? 2 minutes to do this? It's Mark Maron in for Sam Cedar. What, is John Benjamin too busy doing cartoon voices to maybe come on in for 5 minutes? And put a hello, it's Mark Maron in for Cedar on the week that nobody wants to work.
It's more like Sam didn't want to take 2 minutes to give John Benjamin a call.
Oh, my God. I tell you, you know, what? I don't know what's happened since I've left, but apparently there's since I've left Air America, there's some people are gone. There's financial trouble. I'm not sure what's going on here, but, man, it's a cubicle ghost town out there. But I am happy to be here. I am happy to be back in the saddle here at headquarters, Mission Control in New York City of Air America Radio. And I want you to know, folks, I do this for the love. For the love of Sam Cedar, for the love of the people out there in the ether who are still listening to Air America, because this company owes me a crap load of money. And I still am coming in here and working for pennies against that amount of money that they owe me. But I don't care. I'm going to let that go. That's not what it's about. This is the world of the great global internet community, folks. Come on, take a look at Time Magazine. It's not about money anymore. Who's the person of the year? You. What the hell does that even mean? What a cop-out. What a, that Mylar, is that what it's called? Mylar cover with the wind? Albert Brooks did that on a comedy record in like 74. That was the big idea. That was to put a mirror on the cover of Time Magazine. Go, you. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I'm very disappointed. I would have rather they make Hitler Man of the Year again, even though that's out of date, just as a retro thing. They had so many better people. Ahmadinejad, they had Kim Jong-il. They had real devils that they could have put up there, but no, you, the exploited narcissistic blogger. You, the guy who's putting up videos of your testicles. You're the guy, you're the one. You who's sharing information that nobody wants out there so people can look at it. You who's wasting time writing things so other people can waste their time reading them. You're the one that's making things happen. You're the guy that deserves the credit this year. Thank God for you and your unemployment and your lack of any real purpose in this world but to tape your cat toying with your penis. You're the ones. You're the ones that are making the world different. Hey, I am happy to be back in New York. I'll get to that in a minute. Did you know Joseph Stalin, that is, as some of you people who want to address him with the full name, formal name, was twice Times Man of the Year. Let's get back. I don't want to blow that all right now. I want to say hello. I want to say how happy I am to be in New York. I'm very happy to be back here at Air America. My buddy Brendan is in the booth. It's Brendan P.W. McDonald, who, of course, as you know, is officially P.W. now because he is married.
How's it going, Mark?
I'm fine, Brendan. It's good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in and helping me out this morning.
Yeah, you know, I thought I have two jobs already. Why not add a third?
Yeah, what the hell? Right. You know, you got a wife to support. You got presents to buy. You got kids. Any kids coming?
No, not yet. Not yet. That's happening.
It is happening?
Sometime soon.
Yeah. Oh, I knew it. I got to bet with my wife on how long it would be before you had kids. You one of those guys, it's not going to wait. She's going to have a kid soon.
Yeah, well, we're getting up there.
Yeah?
I think it's time.
I don't think I'm ever going to have him. And look at Pashman's chomping. Like, what about me? I'm here too. I came in early. Come on, I'm here too, doing two jobs. Dan Pashman, son of Linda and Lewis Pashman, on the mic. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry that you didn't sleep. You had some problems at home.
Yeah, mouse problems. Big mouse problems.
Let's just tease it. All right. Let's just give them a taste.
We'll talk about that later.
Because there are many important things going on in the world today. A short list, actually. I mean. There's a few things.
Not that many important things.
We'll talk about Colin Powell's reaction to the possibility of a troop surge. We'll talk about Reid's reaction to that. Evan Bay out of the presidential. Was he in there for 10 minutes? I'm running. You know what? I'm not. Hillary called me. She might need me. I think he is going to be her running mate in the long run. Also, Edwards is back in. Someone who I think is way too pretty and a little too, there's something disingenuous about his earnestness to be president, but maybe I'm wrong.
But Edwards is an easier name to spell That's what it is. By, there's a H somewhere in
that's
there.
That's a problem. And, yeah. And Barack Obama is going to have some real issues because the right-wing machine, the right-wing talking point machine, the talking heads, the Glenn Becks of the world, the Dennis Pragers of the world, the Rush Limbaughs of the world, are already leaning on the name. The hypnosis has started to take place already. They're literally, they are going out of their way to say his middle name, which I don't know how the hell it happened. But what guy, his middle name is Hussein. So now they're saying Barack Hussein Obama is possible presidential candidate. They might as well just say Black Saddam Osama is going to be running in 2008. That's what they're trying to do, is demonize this guy just by virtue of his name. Wayne Gelman in the booth. How are you, news daddy? Nice to see you, man. He's going to come right in. He's not even going to get on that mic in the booth. There he is, bro. Nice to see you, man. I'm sorry. I know. I think there's a mic over here. Wayne Gelman, of course.
It's an honor and pleasure to see you, bro.
Nice to see you too, Air America's newsman. Nothing is up now. You, what do you think? Do you think Barack Obama's got the juice for 2008? Do you think he can do it?
I want to give the brother a chance.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. I hate to say it. I hate to throw race into it. You know, I was really behind Hillary, but if there's an opportunity. To be honest with you, I hate to sound wishy-washy. Hillary Clinton has earned the right, to become president.
So you're saying,
she's taken enough whiplash in the last decade or so, even while her husband was president.
So you're saying, as a black man yourself,
yeah,
you may not vote for...
I'm on the fence. Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't support, but the deal is that if I had to choose, it's going to be a tough choice.
Well, that's an interesting question about the black community on a broader sense, that do you think there would be some of that type of player hating that comes into play when you see in communities black kids talking down other black kids in terms of if they do better in school? That they say, well, you're being a Tom by doing that. Do you think that there would be some reaction in the black community against Barack Obama?
I don't want to say that, and I don't want to say that's a poor analogy, because the player hating thing is one thing, but when you're discussing politics, we're discussing our lives here.
Right.
And I think he's articulate. I think the man is fresh. I think he's on top of all the issues. He's on the right side of all the issues. But I think there's going to be this whole issue about his time spent in Congress, and he hasn't even finished out a term yet. And a lot of people are going to look at that and use that as an issue not to vote for him.
I think that's a plus.
I know, but in that he hasn't been tainted by the system. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, sure. I think it's a plus that maybe he's green, but he's charismatic. I mean, ultimately, these guys end up just being front men for a legislative power that they have marginal control over.
Right.
So they just end up like, the guy's a good singer.
Well, I think
do you know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying, but the last charismatic guy we elected, well, I shouldn't say we, the country elected, is now taking us through hell now.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing that I look at. But it seems there's either a Newsweek poll or Time has done a poll saying, and I saw it ironically in the Post of all places, that the country would quicker vote for Barack Obama than they would vote for Hillary Clinton right now.
All right, man. Well, we'll check back in with you later, Wayne.
Okay.
It's good seeing you, man.
Yeah, same here. It seems like L.A. agrees with you.
I'm sleeping. I am doing things like I get up at around I wake up pretty early, but not as early as I used to.
Uh-huh.
There's sun out there. I drive around in my car. I relax. I listen to music. I don't miss New York at all until
really?
I don't. I don't know what it is. I think after a certain point, unless this city is serving you in some way, what the hell was I doing when I was here the last time? I'd moved away once to go to Los Angeles to do some show business stuff. And then I got pulled back in to do radio in the middle of the night. So the New York I was experiencing was really, hey, I'm tired and I gotta eat something before I go to sleep. That was a year and a half of my life. But it is exciting to be back, and I'll tell you why in just a second. Coming up on the show, we have Bill Scherer from Liberal Oasis, a regular guest with Sam, Robert Reich, Secretary of Labor, formerly with President Clinton, Jeff DiCarlo, my buddy, the renegade tax accountant and BioWave analyst, on a little later. We're going to talk about this Time Man of the Year thing. We're going to talk about the troop surge. We'll try and do some important things. And we're going to talk to you, 866-303-2270, if you want to say hello or something's on your mind that I'm smart enough to handle. Stay with us. It's Mark Maron in for Sam, 16 past the hour.
Hey, conservatives, feel like dumbing down the conversation?
Well, I don't want to go because that's not a war for us Republicans to fight. We'll let the less fortunate fight it. What do you want me to tell you?
Put down that stupid juice for a minute and call 866-303-2270.
The problem with you liberals is you think you're smarter than we conservatives.
Sam Cedar.
Hey, I'm an adult.
Only on Air America Radio.